Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Erevin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos B'Shalom Zalim Nivuzugas Amar Siyat V'Chayes Chalotayim. They should be given for that Sachat Slachan Siyat Nishmaya, good health, Parnas B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Selah, and B'schos Esterbas Rachel. She should be Zayin to find Rezivik Hagun B'Karav Mamish. Back to talking about Erev Tchumen. Mishnah Zayin tells us Mishaya B'Mizrach, a person who Erev Shabbos B'Bein Hashmashes was out east of the city. Bamar Lebanai, however, he had told his son on Erev Shabbos prior to this, Arev Liban Myriv, place an Erev down for me out west of the city. Or B'Myriv, he's out west of the city, Erev Shabbos B'Bein Hashmashes. Bamar Lebanai, he had previously told his son, Arev Liban Mizrach, place an Erev down for me out east. Now the question is, where's his Makam Shvisa? So Im Yesh Himenu Lebesai Alpayim Amos, if from where he currently is, between him and his house is 2,000 Amos, Leruva Yaiser Mikan, and it turns out that he's more than 2,000 Amos away from his Erev, the one that his son had placed down for him, so Mutar Lebesai V'Aser Leruvai, he's allowed to go to his house and not to his Erev. Meaning, his Makam Shvisa is his house and not his Erev. Since, Ben Hashmashes, he wasn't able to walk to his Erev because it was more than 2,000 Amos away from him, so that's not his Erev. And we assume that he wants to be Kana Shvisa in his house, which is within 2,000 Amos of him, and that means that his Makam Shvisa is his house, he goes to his house, and he has 2,000 Amos from his house. Now let's say it's the other way around. It turns out that between him and his Erev, there's 2,000 Amos, and he's actually further than 2,000 Amos from his house. So he's not allowed to go to his house, and he's allowed to go to his Erev, which means that his Makam Shvisa is not considered his house, because Ben Hashmashes, he wasn't able to get to his house, he was more than 2,000 Amos away from it, and therefore his intent is to be Kana Shvisa in the place where his son had put his Erev down. That means now he can walk to his Erev, and his Makam Shvisa is his Erev, and he has 2,000 Amos from there. And now more about Erev. Hanesin is a Ruvai be'ibura shel ir. Someone who takes his Erev and he places it down within the Ibra of the city. And remember we had mentioned that the Ibra of the city is the extension. It's some part of the city which is jutting out. For example, a house that's within 70 and 2/3 Amma from the last house of the city. So he put his Erev down within the Ibra of the city. Lai asav lai klum. He didn't do anything because the entire city is considered like Dalet Amas and he just places Erev down in a different part of the city that doesn't do anything. Imagine he takes food to be used as his Erev. He leaves his house, he walks to his neighbor's house and puts it down in his neighbor's house to be Kana Shvisa there. He didn't do anything. He didn't gain himself anything because he has his entire city. His entire city is considered his Dalet Amos and we only start measuring the Erev from outside the city. So putting an Erev down within the Ibra of the city doesn't do anything for him. It doesn't accomplish anything. Whereas in Sanei Chutz L'Tchum, let's say he placed it outside the Tchum, so then Afilu Amah Achaz, even if he placed it just one Amah outside the Tchum, Mashiniskar Hu Mafsid, whatever distance he gained from the Erev of the city to where he placed his Erev down, that's what he loses out on the other side of the city. So for example, he takes his Erev and he places it one Amma outside the Tchum of the eastern part of the city. So now he's allowed to walk one Amma less out the west part of the city. Let's use a little more drastic example. Erev Shabbos, he walked 1,000 Ammas outside the city and put his Tchum down there, and this was towards the east of the city. So that means that on Shabbos, he's allowed to walk 3,000 Ammas out of the city out east, but out west, he's only allowed to walk 1,000 Amos. And the key point over here is, which continues into the next Mishnah, is that the entire city is considered like Dalet Amos, and the city itself is not considered to be part of the Tchum. And now moving on to Mishnah Ches with more of this. Anshe Ir Gedoyla Mahalchen Es Kol Ir Katana. The people of the larger city, they're allowed to walk the entire small city. But ain't Anshe Ir Katana Mahalchen Es Kol Ir Gedoyla. But the people of the small city are not allowed to walk through the entire large city. Now what are we talking about over here? So imagine we have a large city, a thriving metropolis, and then there's a small little suburban community, a little outside the large city. Let's call this Yerushalayim and Motza. Motza is right outside Yerushalayim, so Motza would be the small city and Yerushalayim would be the big city. So people from Yerushalayim, their tchum is measured starting from outside Yerushalayim. They start walking their 2,000 Amos, and within that entire 2,000 Amos is the city Motza. So let's say at the 1,000 Amma marker outside of Yerushalayim starts the city Motza, and Motza itself is only 500 Amos. We don't count Motza as part of the tchum of Yerushalayim, meaning that we would only be able to go another 500 Amos past Motza. Again, 1,000 Amos to Motza, 500 Amos of Motza, and then another 500 Amos past there for a total of 2,000. The whole of Motza is considered like 4 Amos, which means that a Yerushalmi goes 1,000 Amos to Motza. The whole of Motza is only considered like 4 Amos, and that means that outside of Motza, he travels another 996 Amos. However, people from Motza cannot do the same thing, because they walk 1,000 Amos to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is way more than 1,000 Amos, and that means that their Tchum ends somewhere in the middle of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. So they're only allowed to walk 1,000 amas into Yerushalayim, and that's it. Now, this is very important nekuda over here. The only reason why the people of the large city are allowed to walk through the entire small city and continue counting their tchum outside of it is because the entirety of the small city is swallowed up in their tchum. Like our example, 1,000 amas to Motza, 500 amas of Motza, and another 500 outside. So we see that all of Motza is included in the 2,000 amas tchum of Yerushalayim, so it's not really counted as 500 amas, it's only counted as 4. But let's say Motza was either much larger, or it was situated all the way at the edge of the tchum from Yerushalayim. For example, you walk 1,900 amas outside Yerushalayim, and that's where Motza is, and Motza is 500 amas. That means that the tchum of Yerushalmi is going to end in the middle of Motza somewhere. So in such a case, a Yerushalmi is not allowed to walk through all of Motza and then continue counting his tchum outside of it. However, there is a situation, says the Mishnah, where a person from the large city would be able to walk through the entire small city, even in this case that we just described, and a person from the small city would be able to walk through all the large city and continue counting their tchum outside the large city. And now the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how is that possible? Mishaya be'ir gedayla, someone who lived in the big city. V'nasan say ruvay be'ir ketana, and he placed his eruv in the small city. Or be'ir ketana, he lives in the small city. V'nasan say ruvay be'ir gedayla, and he placed his eruv in the large city. So now his makam shvisa is considered to be either in the small city for the Yerushalmi or in the big city for the guy that lives in Motza. In this situation, Mahalach is kula v'chutzal alpayim amah, he's allowed to walk through the entire city and continue counting 2,000 amas outside that city. Rabbi Kiva argues, and he says, Ein le'al m'kaymei ruvay alpayim amah, he's only allowed to walk 2,000 amas from wherever his Erev is. He doesn't get the whole city. The whole city isn't considered to be dalad amas, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.